Hello, hello, beautiful souls. I am here saying goodbye to the beach. And so I had a long walk, probably 2 hours, around the oyster's bed. And I was looking for a snail shell. It's so special for me because it's so unique. And yesterday, it was really an awesome experience because I was talking to the universe, can I please have a snail shell? And then I saw this snail shell with a lot of barnacles and seaweeds. So I put it back and I said, I wanted something that is clear, like don't have barnacles or something. But in the midst of it, for some reason, I was just releasing, out of nowhere, unconscious negative beliefs, other people's opinions about me. So basically, I was just releasing attachments. And out of the blue, when I said, I reclaim my power back, there you are, the snail shell appeared, pure as white and beautiful. So I was thinking, wow, this is actually like life. You know, when you're looking for something and you know, you're so focused on, like, you wanted to have this. It doesn't work that way. It actually just shows up. So, for example, if you're in this dating app, right? And you're looking for something special, precise, perfect person that shows up. It doesn't work that way. You have to totally surrender with no expectation to release. And that is when the pure, like, it almost feels like there is something about the gift that will be shown to you. It doesn't matter what kind of person, whoever that person is, and that's actually for you to find out. Because that person is your mirror that you don't see. So there's something about us humans that we are blinded to what is beyond. So for example, you're seeing this dust in the mirrors. So you're seeing the dust, but you're not seeing the mirror, the clarity of the mirror behind the dust. So for us to clean that dust so we can have clarity, it's like our own perception. We need to clear and filter from the eyes of love. Because the default is fear. So when we go into a fear mode, that's our default as a human being with layers of karmic bondage and attachments and conditioning patterns that we receive from our ancient bloodlines. So now it's time to clear the dust and find clarity from the heart. Not from the mind, because the mind is the ego. So the ego resides in the mind, right? It's a defense. It's a defense mechanism. But the heart, the purity of our being resides from the heart. It's the essence of love. And that is what we're supposed to be tapping into, these purity of the heart, the essence. Like the person's physical body is just the cover, right? The cover of your soul. So what we are being called for is, it doesn't matter what kind of physical body this person is, the soul, we are clearing the gender, the sex, the race, the color, and that is the cover of the soul. So if we can do that, we're able to go beyond judgment. And then we tap into equanimity, which is being neutral. So today, this morning, I woke up around 4:30 and I channeled the voices of the unborn. This is a story about abortion that I had when I was 15 against my will, and how I redeemed myself and my family. I forgiven myself and my family through adoption. So I hid my pregnancy when I was 19. And after probably around 6 months, I told my parents that I'm pregnant. And why did I hide this pregnancy? Because I don't want them to kill my child again. So it was a deep pain that I needed to clear the karma of everyone involved, because that caused a lot of pain. At 15, I had this deep pain of anger because it was against my will. But they're probably coming from their good intention that I was too young to be a mother. But they didn't see the life. The true essence is the life. The life is divine grace. The life is a gift. We are human beings. We are sacred. We are gifted with life. But we don't have that integrity because of fear. What are the fears of women who wanted to abort their children, right? They could be because of rape, or thinking that they're unable to support the child, thinking that it was conceived in fear, pain, suffering. Maybe the child, the fetus, was marked as having, mental disabilities. All of these facts, right? All of these aspects, the mother, the woman, is considering if she's gonna have a baby. So because of our suppression as women, we try to gain power and control over our body. And that's where I see what women will choose, because especially if the pregnancy was from rape, right? Because it's a trauma. It will remind her of the trauma. So life is full of mysteries. And what I've realized is I cannot judge, right? You cannot judge anyone, because you're not the one who's going through this life. We don't know her deep pain. We don't know her story. So how can we judge someone? So if someone comes to you, you want to listen. You want to open your mind and your heart. You want to be there for the person. But something different happened to me. It was like there was this radical transparency. I felt the goddess Kali erupting like a volcano. I was like in rage, in wrath. And I had to deliver the message, because I can't be myself if I don't. So what happened is, I think you should just read my blog because everything is there. But the main idea was, the wrath of Kali was talking about, you know, why do we have wars? Because we as women are killing our own children. We are in war within ourselves. And probably we are the creations that kill our own child. Because we don't see, like for example, a pregnant dog trying to kill its fetus. We don't see that. But can you imagine our human consciousness is able to terminate something that is so sacred? So I ask you to reflect. Invite that insight. To feel what is being human. What is stopping you from gaining clarity, from expressing what is right for you, what is good for you? What happens when we suppress our truth? Then we keep hiding. We keep prolonging our misery, right? So if we can take the time to be a voice of whatever is in your plate, right? I feel like the voices of the unborn is the unspoken voice of the fetus that was terminated against its term. That voice is coming from the death, from the deep darkness that we terminated. And we don't need to blame ourselves, but to truly forgive our own doing, our unconscious state of mind. So then it doesn't get to pass on generation. So then our grandchildren would not have this hatred, would not have this separation from themselves. That they will only know and resonate love with love. They'll be able to speak love and express love. And not fear or all these lower emotions. Wow. So I'm so honored to stay an extra day here. And I was able to write 215 indigenous children of the sun as a chapter of the karma clearing of our bloodlines. And today I wrote the voices of the unborn. So all of these chapters are actually the karma that I have taken through this incarnation and the masters that had helped me raise my consciousness, my vibration. And so I dedicate this 9 weeks karma clearing to our human collective so we can help our grandchildren to live in love, in light, in beauty and divine grace. So you can close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Feel that warmth and heat of the sun, our solar power, the sun that gives us strength to grow, to evolve, and to be conscious. That in the deep of darkness, in the depth of darkness, we are able to find hope, to see the clarity, to feel our truth, to free ourselves from any entanglements, any karmic bondages, any stagnation, blockages, any unconscious negative belief that we have carried on from generations to generations. We now clear this heaviness to be released all the way down to the core of Mother Earth Gaia, that we ask our masters of light, angels and archangels, enlightened ancestors, the lords of karma, Archangel Metatron, Archangel Michael, Saint Germain and the Violet Flame, the Elohims, the Seraphims, Lord Jesus, Mother Mary and Magdalene, Shiva, Shakti, Ganesh, and Green Tara, Medicine Buddha. We now ask for illumination of our mind to tap into our highest good and highest good of all beings, to remain clear, centered, balance and focus on our calling to totally surrender our life to serve the collective. May we be an instrument of peace. May we be happy. May we be loved. Thank you. Namaste. Thank you so much for listening and have a beautiful sunny day. I love you all.